Good morning, everyone. Today is Shiva Sarva Tammuz. It's a big kavod, I have to say, to see everyone coming to learn on the Tainus. And we are holding here in Hilchos Pesach. There is a connection between Hilchos Pesach and Tisha B'Av, which we discussed in the past, which is not for now. We are up to Simen Tov Ayin Hei. Sif Katan Tes in the Mishnah Rura, and we're discussing the Seder of Pesach. So just to remind ourselves, we mentioned when we finished yesterday that a person will take the first matzah and then the second matzah, which is a broken piece. He already broke that piece. And he should eat a kezayis, says the Mechaber, Mikol Achas, a kezayis from each one. Now we're in the Mishnah Rura, Sif Katan Tes, corresponds to number 9 in the English edition. Minaprusa bevadai tzarech kezayis. Dhamavarchin al achilas matzah. V'ein achila pchusim mikezayis. The Mishnah Berurah tells us an important point, which we said in regards to the maror. We discussed that as well. Was that by the maror? Where was that? We discussed that by the maror. That then you can sit further up if you like, yeah. That you have to have a kezayis, because we make a bracha achila, so specifically it has to be a kezayis. If you have less than a kezayis, then you have not fulfilled your requirement on the bracha. As opposed to any time when we eat food, the smallest amount of food that enters into our mouth requires a bracha. You eat a little cookie, a little of the cookie, a little of the cake. Of course, you're eating the cake 10 times, but it's a little of it the first time and the next 9 times, right? It requires a bracha rishonah. So here he's telling us, aval beprusas hamoitzi, but by the hamoitzi, haloi kaimalon, the hamoitzi mevarchin afilu al pachas mekazayis. Like we just mentioned, by hamoitzi make even if it's less than the kazayis. So kanal simen reishud, that's learned earlier in Hilchos Bracha simen reishud. Ela mishum de yesh paiskin shesoyven de birchas hamoitzi koi al haprusa birchas al achilas matzah koi al ashleim vol akach tzarech mikol achas kezayis. There's a dispute amongst the paiskim. When we make the bracha al achilas matzah, when we make the bracha hamoitzi lechem min aretz, right, which is right, which is it going on? Is it going on the first piece? Is it going on the broken piece? Because we have the yachatz from yesterday, which we discussed. Since there's a dispute which piece is going on, we want to have a kezayis in order to fulfill both all the opinions. We want to have a kezayis mikol achas v'achas of the top piece, the shalem, and as well as the broken piece. The eskimo achreinu v'tzorech rak l'achnis l'piyu es shnei hazeisim b'vas achas l'roskam. Aval eim echuyev l'volam b'vas achas. The poskim say you should put the kezayis in your mouth from both at the same time, and then you chew it up. Now, how are you supposed to do that? So, he explains here in number 14. So, it's on the next page. You've turned the page. Those have the Dirshu edition. A lot of footnotes here. He brings from Rav Yashiv, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, whose yortzeit is coming up. His first yortzeit. Shiachnis lepiv chatichos matzah ketana ma'at ma'at. V'yilos oison, in the bottom on 14. For those of the Dirsh edition. Ach lo yivlo an shiachnis lepiv shnei kezayisim. V'yivlo kezayis v'oid kezayis. What he says is as follows. He says like this. You chew up a kezayis in your mouth, but don't swallow yet. Keep it in your mouth. Chew up a second kezayis, because we have the kezayis from the top matzah and then the kezayis from the bottom matzah. Then chew up both of the kezayisim, crush them up with your teeth, and then swallow. What you accomplish is you'll be then eating it kezayis bichdei achilas pras within the lechatchila, the 2-minute mind frame. You have 2 minutes lechatchila. Ideally, it's best to eat it within 2 minutes. But once you start swallowing, the timer turns on. So if you chew it first and it's all crushed up, then when you have the second kezayis, then you're able to get it down faster. But it's going to take too much time, but you should chew the first kezayis, and then to start swallowing then and chew the second kezayis. So the chatchila, you want to get it within the 2 minutes. That's why you want to do it in such a process. Okay. Yes, please. Sif Katan Yud. Okay. Did we finish? We were on the recording for the last piece? I'm not sure.
I think the question is...
Oh, okay, fine. Thank you. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah says further that we hold them both together. If you can't eat them both together, eat the hamaitzi, the kazayis, the hamaitzi first. He has shleima hal yoyna. This is the top piece. Shemi ikir hadin, Allah koi birchas hamaitzi. That shalem, that complete piece of matzah, when you make the hamaitzi lechem in the aretz, it's going on the top matzah. V'loi havi kehefsik b'di'eved ma sha'ichlo bein birchas achilas matzah l'achilas apruso kevin shi ba'al etzorech oisa kezayis. There is no hefsik. He's saying maybe there's a hefsik because I'm eating that other kezayis also. It's not a hefsik because it's all part of the achila. The hainu l'tzorech birchas hamaitzi for the eating of the hamaitzi shetzorech l'varech gam ala kezayis shel apruso, that you also have to make a bracha on the kezayis of the broken piece as well. Because of apoyskim shetzorech lechol gam kezayis rishon shel hamaitzi v'aseba, you should make sure to eat it while you are leaning. Because although you have this paradox, it's a lechemoni, the poor man's bread, but nonetheless, we are showing that we are free now. Sif kod nir alif, v'achakach shel achilas matzah, then afterwards we make the achilas matzah. B'dyevet im ochol kezayis echad, bein mehashleima, bein mehaprusa yotza. B'dyevet, ex post facto, not the ideal way. If you ate a kezayis, one from the shleima, shalem, one from the first top piece, or from the broken piece, you have fulfilled your obligation. Just as long as you had a kezayis, at least from the top one, or from the middle matzah, which is broken. Sifkot nyud beis, kezayis maror. Now we're switching the topics, and we're saying like this: V'achakach ikach kezayis maror, v'shakenu kuloi b'charoises, v'layashenu b'soichai. Says the mechaber on the top of the page, shlo yibatel tam merirus. Now this is very important. Once again, I mentioned this in the past. When it comes to the maror, some people like to take the serving spoon size of the charoises and pile it up on the maror. This is incorrect. The maror is to be dipped into the charoises, and then you shake off the charoises. You want to eat charoises afterwards because you like the way it tastes. During the suda, during the meal, you take 2 spoonfuls. Enjoy. But now, you dip the maror and you shake it off. Sef kod nyud beis, kezayis maror, afilu, says the Mishnah Berurah in the bottom line, Ochal kelach sholem im hal olin kibriyoso lo yotso. Kosher ein boy kezayis. The Mishnah Berurah is telling us we have to make sure, in number 12, to make sure we have a kezayis of maror. Person might think, what happens if I eat a beria? A beria is a complete entity. In Hilchos Brachos, when you eat a beria, let's say you take a cherry tomato. That's a beria. It's a complete entity. That's the way, it's a tiny thing, but that's the whole thing. So maybe there are halachas that you might have to make a bar in the fashas on that one little cherry tomato, because it's a beria, it's a complete entity. So a person might think, when it comes to maror, if I take a stalk of the leaves, a stalk of the maror, whatever it might be, a complete entity of it, maybe that is a fulfillment of my kezayis. The answer is no, it's not. That's why he says you have to have specifically a kezayis. And in the Shaar Tzion, he explains one of the reasons behind this is because it's not a complete beria. The part that we're eating also has those little shoots that come out from the bottom of it, which we're not eating. So we're not eating the whole complete entity, the whole beria of it, the whole piece. So make sure we have the correct kezayis. V'shaken kuloi, dipped it all, sifkon yigimol, in the charoises. What's the reason? So this is from a Gemara in Psachim, which I will say the words and I will tell you I don't know what it means, and I will tell you what it says though. Kidei lahamis eres shebesoichai, to destroy the poison that is inside of it. Some type of maybe bug or poison or something. Like I said, I don't know. There are places that don't dip the whole thing into it, just some of the mar into this charoises. So we are shaking off the charoises from the mar. We're tapping mechaber now on the top of the page. Haseba, we eat the maror without leaning. Sif cotton yudalid, v'yachlenu b'loy haseba, now in the Mishnah Brura, shuzeich l'abdus, because the maror is the quintessential reminder of the slavery we had in Mitzrayim. We call makom im roitze l'achob haseba shoy. Interesting. If you want to, it's interesting. Yeah, I have the same interesting point here, right? If you want to eat it while you're leaning, you're allowed to. Okay, now, we continue now. V'achakach, the Mechaber says, Noitel matzah shlishis, we take the third matzah. U'baytzeya mimeno, we break from the third matzah. What are we going to do with the third matzah? We're going to take the kairach, right? So we have, v'korcho im hamoror, v'toiv lo b'charoises. Now, remind ourselves that Mechaber is the one who's talking. The Mechaber's matzah was like a lafa to some degree. I shouldn't be talking about food on the fast, I'm sorry. Okay. Now, so the Mechaber's matzah, he could wrap it. Okay. So that's what he's saying, b'korcha. He wraps it like a sandwich, like a falafel, you know, like the pita, right? Like the lafa. Not to dip it, not to dip it. What do you say? Zeicher lemikdash kehillel. This is a remembrance. Lemikdash kehillel. Now, Hillel, remind ourselves, was around at the time of the base of Mikdash. Hillel was there. Okay? Because Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai was one of his talmidim. His Gemara in Sukkot Daf Chochas Amud Aleph. And he was by, right, before that. So the Rebbe was there also. V'ayichlin b'yachad b'seba, you eat it while you're leaning. The kairich, eat while you're leaning to the left, of course. Sif cotton, tes, zayin, matzah shlishis. The Mishnah Brura says we take the third matzah because we want to use all of the matzahs for mitzah. Kidei l'kayim mitzah v'shloshton, in order to fulfill the mitzah with all three matzahs. The korachim amarar, we wrap it up with the maror. V'tzorach kezayis matzah, v'kezayis maror. Now, we have to have a kezayis of matzah and a kezayis of maror again. V'tam krichazu, kidei lotzis das hillel. Why are we wrapping this up, making this sandwich? To fulfill the opinion of hillel. The svira lei dekro, because hillel is of the opinion, and the pasuk says, the al matzis umroim v'chluhu, that you eat the matzahs with the maror, you'll eat it together. We also includes the Karan Pesach, but he says, "Bahadi hadadi mashma." It refers to both together, the matzah with the maror. Mikomokim lotzeis rak bazeh yidei achilas matzah v'achilas maror yeshar bezman hazeh afilo lehilo. However, to fulfill our obligation bezman hazeh nowadays, rak bazeh just by eating the achilas matzah and achilas mara, it's not possible. Even according to Hillel, why? The kevin the mara bezman hazeh, the leka pesach ein erak min derbanan. Bezman hazeh, when we eat the mara at the seder night, we should know we are coming to fulfill a mitzvah derbanan, a mitzvah of rabbinic origin. Why is that? Because there's no karm pesach. We don't have the karm pesach. So since we don't have the karm pesach, mara is only derbanan. The matzah is still the raisa. There are two mitzvah deraisa, main mitzvah deraisa of the Seder night. There's eating the matzah and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, relating the story of Avadim Hayinu Leparu Mitzrayim. The other mitzvahs of the Maror and the Dalakoyisos, and I'm missing one. What's the third one? is only derabanan. He says further, Al Kain, therefore, kishiyoichlin biyachad, when you eat the maror and the matzah together, osi tam maror mevatel law letam matzah shumid deraisa afil was manaseh. When you're eating the matzah with the maror, so the taste of the maror is going to nullify some of the taste of the matzah. It's just because it's mixed together. We mentioned yesterday or 2 days ago, a few days ago, that specifically it's brought down to eat the matzah without any salt, the matzah that we come to fulfill the mitzvah with, because it's lechem oini, we don't want to have any mixture with it. Here we're having the maror with the matzah. That's why he's explaining the Mishnah, why we eat the matzah earlier to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah earlier. And then we also eat the maror earlier to fulfill the mitzvah of eating maror. Because if I have matzah with my maror, I'm detracting from a taste of the maror as well. So in order to fulfill both of them, the matzah properly and the maror properly, we eat them earlier. And now we do this zeich lemikdash tehillah kehillah like hillel div. Achakach oich l'shneim biyachad kidei lasos zeicher as a remembrance l'zman shehoya mikdash, when there was a base of mikdash kayam, and they kriva pesach and they brought the korban pesach. For oz then lefidas hillel hayu oich lematzah umara biyachad. Then according to Hillel, they ate it together, the matzah umara together. Sif cotton, yes, yud zayin. Sif kon yud zayin mitoyvle b'charoisis, and then we would dip it into the charoisis. Sharei kriicha zu hi zeichle mikdash kehillel. It's a remembrance to Hillel. The Hillel hoyu mekayim mitzvah charoisis b'morizesh b'kriicha. Hillel would fulfill this mitzvah of the mitzvah charoisis with the morer, with the kriich, with the wrapping together. Sharei lo yohoyu oicha morer klal koydim kriicha zu. Because Hillel, you hear this? Hillel did not have a maror earlier, like we said in Sivkotin Tezayin. Here also, you have to shake off the charoises that you, when you dip the maror into the charoises, just like we mentioned earlier.
The tam matzah?
Oh, because you're shaking everything off. Okay. Yeah, it's just a dip, yeah. So he says like this, Sifkot Yud Ches, Dein Latavloi, Taimom, the reason is, Shekvakiyam Mitzvahs Charoises B'Tibol Rishon, because you already fulfilled your Mitzvah Charoises in the first Tibol. Negam Ein Lachosh La'eres Sheva Morizeh, Kevin Sha'ichloi Imatzah B'Kricha. So here he's saying, you don't have to be concerned for this Eres, this poisonous concern, whatever you had earlier. Why? Because you're eating with matzah. Now, so I said to my Chavrusa, I said, how does the matzah take care of this poison? He said, so what's his answer? Yeshivish answer. If you can explain to me how the charoises could take care of it, then I can explain to you how the matzah takes care of it. Well, which I couldn't, so. Siv Kotin Yutes. The Mishnah Berurah says further, V'chein Reis Noigin that what? The Ein L'Tavla, that they don't dip it. V'ayim Bachreinim Sheskimu De'ikah K'dei Arishoyna, that we do dip it into the charoises, we do dip this sandwich into the charoises and we shake it off. However, you accustom yourself, whatever the minig is in the place where you are, that's what you do. We don't make a big tumult and say, hey, what's going on over here? Sifkan chaf, v'oimer, ayim ber halacha, chaf hei, chaf alef rather, ki hillel hanuscha atzunim habagoda. The nusach is, kein osa hillel, this is what Hillel did, v'zman shebeis hamidosh hayakayom, Hayakirich matzah umara v'aychem biyachad. When the Beis Hamikdash was around, he wrapped them together and ate them all together. The yesh shekasu shetzarich loymer hayakirich. Look at this. Neil pointed out hayakirich pesach matzah umara. He would say that Hillel somehow had the nusach to say he would combine the pesach matzah and. He says further. He says. In Sif Kotin Chabbeis, Va'oichlam Biachad, eat them together, Ein Lel Sif Kotin Tes, Shikosan, She'ein Sorich Livloya, we said earlier, you don't have to swallow Biachad, Rak Lachnisim, Bepiyu, Bevasachas, Uadin Hocha. Now, let's remind ourselves, we have the matzah with the morah together, so it's not easy to swallow it all in one shot. We're saying you don't have to swallow it all in one shot. Just put it into your mouth together, and then you swallow it one after the other, however it might be. You don't, now, Behaseiba, Sifkon Chav Gimel, the Mishnah Brura says over here, Behaseiba, Mishum Matzah Shoichel, why are you leaning? Why are you leaning? You're leaning because, you come close if you want. Okay? Why are you leaning? The reason why you're leaning is because you have matzah. Matzah is the reason to lean. Now the Mechaber tells us on top. Three lines in the bottom over there. Misha Beruch al Achilas Matzah. One who makes the bracha, Misha Beruch al Achilas Matzah. Lo yisiach v'davar she'ena me'inyan ha'su'udah. He should not talk about things which is not on the topic of the su'udah. Ad she'yoichal kricha zu, until he eats this sandwich. Kidei shitale birchas achilas matzah, birchas achilas mara, gamut kricha zu, in order to combine the bracha of the achilas matzah and mara with this sandwich. What does this mean? It says the Mishnah Rusef Kon Chavdalit. Kidei shitale. The whole Eisen on Zeich LeMikdash, because we are doing a Zeich LeMikdash, a remembrance to what was done by Hillel in the base of Mikdash. Vaz Haya Iker HaMitzvah Rak B'Kricha. Over there, the main mitzvah was by the Kricha, was by making the sandwich. Lachain Tzarech Shaloi LaHafsik. We have to make sure there's no interruption by the time we make the first HaMaitzi Lechem in Aretz and Alachilas Matzah, until we do this Kricha. People sometimes don't realize, because now it's like in the mindset, the Haggadah is finished. In other words, I finished saying Sibrit Season Shrayim. There's a little downtime. You know, that's not correct. We still have the mitzvahs in front of us. Kidei shetochol ha-brocha la-kricha, that the bracha should go on this sandwich. Mikomokim ein ze el l'chatchila, ze l'chatchila, b'dieved im soch b'ntayim, if the person did talk in between, ein et sorich lachzul l'varech ala-kricha, he does not have to go back and make a new bracha on the kricha. We'll stop here for today. Shkoich to everyone once again for coming on the Tainis, and Rabbi Weiss will be next.